let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
And welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star in the studio. What an amazing week it's been.
It certainly was.
I saw you this last weekend at at the Moon in June, which was a wonderful event that's hosted here in Windsor, Ontario.
And as usual, Gary promised us some cooler weather, and it was really hot again.
Yeah, don't listen to Gary when it comes to weather.
But great turnout for a little 10K and 5K. I think they had upwards to 600 people, which is pretty impressive.
It was a fun event. It was a fun event, and I managed to get my 5K in, and I know Deb did her 10. So it was a really good event. You know, we got such a great month on this show coming up. You know, we've got this week, we've got Brent Bishop, who is the fitness guru for CTV in Toronto for the Merrill and Dennis show. He's going to be on with us starting at about quarter of the hour. And then Michael Doyle is going to join us to kind of finish off the hour with all kinds of interesting news going on around Canada and the United States in running. Next week, we're actually going to be midstream with Cheryl Zerwowski. She is an ultra marathoner. She's the one who in 2012 did the triple Badwater. She's the one who went from the finish line to the start line, ran the race from the start line to the finish line, and then ran back to the start line.
Can you imagine just doing Badwater once? Yeah. Is crazy enough.
For those listening, Badwater is a 135-mile race going between Flagstaff and through Death Valley. I can't remember the other municipality.
Extreme
heat. And she decided to go back and forth and then back again.
Have you seen the pictures that come out of there? Like people's shoes are melting from the road.
So she's going to join us next week. Nice. She is in the middle of a trek where she's starting up in California at the California-Oregon border. And she's running all the way down the coast of California. She's going to stop midway to run Badwater. And then go back and finish off the race. So she's going to join us next week. We're going to talk about what that's like.
You know, the first question, why?
So she's awesome. You're going to love her. She's got some great stories. And then on the show after that, and that's the show just before our Canada Day event that we put on, Fred Fox, the older brother, 1 year older, of Terry Fox, is going to join us on the air. And we're going to talk about Terry's legacy. We're going to talk about Terry being on our medal, because it was Fred Fox who gave us the approval to put Terry on the medal this year.
Which is a big deal, because I don't think they just allow anyone to do that.
They don't. And he'll explain that they only use it for cancer and for the foundation, but because the runners were the ones who voted, that's the reason why they're going to do that. So
that's pretty cool.
So he's going to join us, and we're going to talk about Terry's legacy, 33 years of his passing, because he died June 28th of 1981, I think it was the date. And we're going to talk about why is Terry such a huge figure, and not just in running. I mean, he's a great Canadian, and just we're going to go through all deep dive that whole issue about Terry, and we're going to get it right from a Fox.
And you know what's cool about Terry? He's a lot like this whole Steve Prefontaine thing. Not a lot of people maybe know all the specifics of exactly how much he endured, how long he ran, all that stuff, but everyone knows his face. It's like, you know what he looks like. But,
right.
Which I love that he still, after all these years, still has that power.
Yeah.
So, making a difference, right?
And I got to tell you, so Canada Day is almost sold out as a race. It has like 44 or 45 spots left, and it's gone.
And that's a 5K, correct?
It's only a 5K. It's got a 5K walk. It's got a kids' dash component to it. And the beauty of that race is it starts where history began at Fort Malden, you know, the epicenter of the War of 1812. And it's just a wonderful historic course, and it kicks off the day of celebration in this wonderful little town called Amherstburg, Ontario, just outside Detroit. And it's what's wonderful about it is it's just this great hometown feel. We usually have our 16-foot inflatable Mountie. We usually get a Mountie with red scarlets also at the event. So, but what's interesting about this is you vote for whose face goes on next year's medal.
I love that.
So let me we got a couple minutes. Let me name off some of the people who've been nominated to be on next year's medal, because you know, to me it's wonderful. You know, we've got John Candy, Donovan Bailey.
John Candy, really?
Tim Horton. Mm-hmm. We've also got Laura Secord, the chocolate woman. Not Laura Secord, the legendary war figure. We've got Banting, Tommy Douglas, Pierre Trudeau. Chris Hatfield was all over this.
Yeah.
Billy Bishop, Rick Hansen, Michael J. Fox.
Really?
Wouldn't that be great?
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Peter Mansbridge, Ryan Gosling.
I might vote for that one.
You just never know. Anne of Green Gables, our old friend Eddie Whitlock.
That would be a cool one to put in the medal.
Louis Riel, Megan Agosta, the Olympic hockey player from Leamington, Ontario. Dr. David Suzuki, Jan Arden, Jack Layton, Roberta Bondar, Pierre Trudeau again, Clara Hughes, Sidney Crosby, Burton Cummings, Prince Charles. Now, I sat there and went, Prince Charles. Well, I guess he kind of is Canadian.
Yeah.
We'll give it to him.
I'm going to say he doesn't make the cut.
So here's the one that really made me scratch my head. Rob Ford.
Seriously.
there was someone also who nominated me. Not Chris Uzinski. It was me.
Me.
I said, I'm registering and I'm going to vote for myself. Yeah.
Well, there you go, right?
It was crazy. Jim Flaherty, Alex Trebek. That's a great... Mr. Dress-Up, again. He's Mr. Dressup got a number of votes. But yeah, Brent Butt, Neil Young, Neil Peart, Rush as an ensemble. Yeah. I don't know if we can vote for ensembles, but they're great Canadians. William Shatner, the Shat.
Well, that's kind of cool, you know?
You never know. Bob and Doug McKenzie, Martin Short, Gordie Howe, Alexander Graham Bell, Herb Gray, you know, a local politician who just passed away, Simon Whitfield, and Jim Carrey.
Really?
Yes, Jim Carrey was one of the nominees.
I didn't even know he was Canadian.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. From Markham, Ontario.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I have to tell you, some of those names are a little surprising, not people that I would pick, but still it's interesting. It's kind of cool to see we have that many amazing Canadians that people think are worthy to be on the medal.
Laura Secord, the chocolate woman.
Of course, she's the only one that matters, right?
Not the war hero. At runningflat.com, you can get more information about all these runs that we talk about. The Canada Day run is in Amherstburg. It's July 1st.
Is that selling out?
It is almost sold out. I think it's got 45 spots left, and then it's all done. And then we just really enjoy kind of this amazing red and white celebration. And then we have Rock Me Anaphylaxis a couple days later on July 5th. Now, Rock Me Anaphylaxis is like no other event that we produce. Mm-hmm. It is at the Riverfront Plaza in Windsor, and it is it takes place on the same course, start-finish, where the Fork and Cork Food Festival is at.
Okay.
So just to the side of it is our start-finish line. You go out, and it's a 2.5 in and out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kids' event.
That's a nice, pretty run along the waterfront.
It is. It's a beautiful... I mean, Windsor's greatest asset is that gorgeous waterfront, mm-hmm. you know, that they've been preserving for years. And we host a lot of events there. Zombie Chase was hosted there as well, along with the color run that we do on July 19th. But what's amazing about this is, as you finish, Kiss Destroyer plays the finish line.
I do love that
at 10 a.m.
And music and makes everything better.
Especially really loud music makes things really much better. So it's going to be great fun. And then what ends up happening is you, once you register, you'll have a token to actually go to some of the food vendors
mm-hmm.
who are open on Saturday morning and also get food.
That's
right
nice.
From the food vendors, yeah.
That's
so,
really cool.
You know, and the attention really is towards gluten-free, you know, allergy-free type products. You mm-hmm. know, eggs, milk, you know, dairy. So we'll be there's a screening process for the vendors, and they know not to serve our folks, because what we're doing is we're concentrating on anaphylaxis, allergy, mm-hmm. and asthma, and everything else that's associated with it. So we're sensitive to those issues, but what we're doing is we're raising awareness. To the general public and to the runners about those issues.
Yep.
I mean, we're kind of making fun of anaphylaxis, like we say, you know, nothing says fun run like anaphylaxis, Rock Me Anaphylaxis. But the idea is that what we're doing is we're having a little bit of fun at it, really mm-hmm. to kind of bring the awareness forward to folks and really try to educate people about it.
Yep. So. And you know, that's what I'm really loving about it. You have a great course. The fact you're raising awareness about something that a lot of people don't know. And probably the best part is that there's good food at the end.
There's great food at
the
end.
That's always a big attraction for me.
And big music at the end.
Nice.
And there's some music along the course as well. So in a couple of weeks, we're also going to have another gentleman on by the name of David Knapp. David mm-hmm. Knapp is out of Southern California. He's one of those guys who's running a marathon in every state in the union. So 50 marathons this year.
Yep.
And in the process of doing that, he's actually going to stop by the Run for Heroes Marathon in Amherstburg, because each one of his marathons, he's raising money for the Alzheimer's Society in the United States. Mm-hmm. But he's going to join us because we are, like, I think the only marathon that's really hosted for Alzheimer's on September 2021, the Run for Heroes Marathon, which, by the way, the half is selling out really fast now. It's really started to pick up pace in the last couple of weeks. So he's going to join us too in the next couple of weeks to talk about that and much more. But for those races and other races, please go to runningflat.com. And when we return, we're going to have Brent Bishop with us to talk about fitness and running.
Looking forward to that.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
I'm a registered nurse,
and I love what I do.
It's about people.
And caring, and using my skills to help patients. But I know we don't have enough registered nurses in Ontario.
And Tim Hudak's Conservatives will make things worse.
Just like the old Mike Harris days.
When they closed 28 hospitals, they fired thousands of nurses.
Cuts like that will put our patients at risk.
Your family's health at risk.
When you vote June 12th, choose care, not cuts. Authorized by the Ontario Nurses Association.
If you're a building owner, operator, engineer, architect, or facility manager, don't miss the Windsor Essex Chatham Kent Save on Energy Show and Symposium June 17th from 9 to 4 at the Kubota Club of Windsor. Over 60 exhibitors plus speakers and workshops introducing you to the Save on Energy Suite of incentive program. Pre-register for this free event targeted at institutional, commercial, municipal, agricultural, and industrial building owners and operators at SaveOnEnergyShow.com. Presented in partnership by Enwin, Essex Powerline, Integris, and Hydro One.
He's the one you can always count on. He's Dad, and he deserves the best. This Father's Day, shop Lowe's for great deals on gifts he'll love, like a Chamberlain half-horsepower chain drive garage door opener. Was $149, now just $99. Or save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt half-inch cordless lithium-ion drill with case. Now just $99. And Naturescapes mulch. Was $6.99 per 56-liter bag, now only $2.99. See store or Lowe's.com for more great deals. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers with a few showers beginning near midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm overnight, a low of 17. Tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, then mainly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers, a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning and afternoon, a high of 24. Wednesday night, 30% chance of showers, changing to a 70% chance of showers near midnight, a risk of a thunderstorm and another low of 17. Once again, a few showers beginning near midnight tonight, a risk of a thunderstorm overnight, and a low of 17.
It's Tuesday, June the 10th. It isn't easy to find good men's shoes at a very good price. In today's one-day sale at Hudson's Bay, the latest men's slip-ons, loafers, and sandals by Calvin Klein, Clarks, Bostonian, and more designer brands are 50% off. And because we believe in fairness, women's spring sandals from Nine West, Clarks, Franco Sarto, and more are also 50% off. A leg up on summer shoe options. Today only at Hudson's Bay and thebay.com.
The Lifeline. I didn't think somebody could be capable of doing that.
The Heartbeat.
How do they judge this? What is it based on?
The Opinion Pulse beats here. AM 800 CKLW.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele. And on our phone lines tonight, we have a special guest. Brent Bishop is the on-air. He's an on-air expert. He's a lifestyle host. He's also... I've seen him before on the Marilyn Dennis Show, which is a CTV show that, you know, is networked down here. And, you know, we're going to talk running. Brent, welcome to Running Flat Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I got to ask you. So you own a gym?
Yeah.
Called?
Yeah, the personal it's like a performance center, personal training studio, a lot of athletic conditioning classes, that sort of thing as well.
Right, but there's a lot that goes with that, because you've also written extensively about Think Fitness, and it's called the Think Fitness Studios.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's all about, I mean, the way I see things, and I think athletes can really attest to this as well. As if, you know, exercise and fitness is 80% mental, 20% physical, really. You know, your mind is really the barrier to what you can succeed in life. And I think, you know, especially when you're operating at a high level, you can tell when you're, when it's your body breaking down, you can tell when your mind's taking you past that. So, you know, the format of Think Fitness is generally, you know, taking the approach of a very individualized training program, but, you know, having people really achieve small goals to lead up to larger ones. We do a lot of events here, a lot of running events, out-of-country excursions, things like that, things that take, you know, mental and physical toughness, as well as a lot of general fitness as well.
Brent, how do you motivate those people that come into the gym? And I know you've probably heard it all, the people with the bad knees, the bad backs, and, you know, there's an excuse for everything. How do you get those people motivated and get them so interested in fitness that they want to keep coming back?
One of the biggest things for me is finding out what their interests are. So I talk about in my book called The Think Factor, and The Think Factor is essentially that internal spark that really creates momentum. So I talk about, you know, motivation through inspiration. You can't really maintain motivation without being inspired. So a lot of our approach with clients and their goals is to continually find those points of inspiration. And the first way to do it is really to figure out what they're interested in. Like, if you're not interested in, you know, if you're going to the gym because somebody told you and you hate going to the gym, that's not the place to start for mm-hmm. somebody who's beginning an exercise program. You know, if you enjoy going for walks, start there, and then you start to expand your, you know, your fitness repertoire as you build confidence and build your conditioning. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it's interest-driven programming is the key.
So for endurance athletes, this show specializes really, it's all about running. And what we try to do is we really try to focus it more on getting people off the couch and into their first 5K. But at the same time, we bring in these really extra special guests, a lot of like Dean Karnazes, a lot of ultramarathoners, where we talk about, you know, these great physical feats that they've been able to perform through conditioning and a whole lot of good genes, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we just had on a couple weeks ago, we had Jeff Galloway on, where Jeff says he hasn't had an injury in 33 years. What was that? Was that not the figure? So
that's,
you know, and that's the run, walk, run method. So, you know, if we can concentrate a little bit more on runners and what runners need to do to stay healthy and to stay fit, you know, you must work with a lot of runners.
We have, predominantly a lot of recreational athletes and what I like to call weekend warriors, you know, those that that do, you know, hit the pavement hard and have their share of, you know, most people come in, that 33 years with no injuries is amazing, because most people come in with, you know, all sorts of ailments and, you know, runner's knee and, you know, different postural imbalances, things like that. So for us, it's important to address what those things are. And I think, you know, one of the key things that I would suggest to runners, just from the runners that I see on a regular basis, is you have to incorporate functional strength training into your running routine. It goes so far in regards to building the strength of your joints and allowing them to withstand, you know, the continual repetition of running. So things like lunges are great. Single leg squats, working your glute medius, which is your external hip rotators. Your core, posture, all those things are really crucial to really ensuring that your body can withstand repetition over time, particularly if you're a marathon runner, somebody who runs long distances, that sort of thing. And then not only that, but from the nutritional side of things, you know, I think what a lot of people don't realize is there's many foods that you can eat and ones that you can stay away from, of course, but foods that you can eat that can really decrease the amount of inflammation that you would experience in your body, in your joints. Pain, typically the root of pain is inflammation, right? So if we can reduce inflammation, you can reduce sort of destruction of your joints, reduce things like the onset of, you know, osteoarthritis, which affects around 4.4 million Canadians, and a lot of that population is runners, just due to the repetition, of course.
So I've got some nutrition questions I want to ask you a little bit later, but the one thing I want to go back to the cross training. And the functional strength training. So let's say I was training for a marathon, you know, running my, you know, four to 5 days a week with a couple days off.
Yeah.
What should my cross training look like in those weeks?
Well,
and how much time should I be allocating? Like, it should be an hour in the gym, or, you know?
Good question. You should implement, I would say, at least twice a week of some cross training. So cross training, you know, might not be the right term, because cross training is anything but what you're actually doing for your
True.
For your training or for your main mode of training or your race. But incorporating strength training, and that can be with, you know, with some resistance, with weight or with body weight as well. But, you know, a routine that takes, you really don't need a lot of time. You know, I would say 30 minutes to 45 minutes is completely acceptable, and, you know, you'll see great benefits from that, doing that twice a week within your running routine. And again, this all depends, you know, what stage or what part of it, the periodization you're in for your running. If you're, you know, a high-level runner and you're training for a marathon, you're close to the race day, then, of course, you're not going to do as much of that towards the end. But on a general rule of thumb, I mean, if you take somebody preparing for a 5K or 10K or marathon, there should be a good portion of that where you're focusing on joint stability, muscular balance, core strengthening, you know, a routine that's going to address things that might you know, pop up, like muscular imbalances, so different strength from the right to the left, or flexibility and differences to the right from the right to the left, mobility differences. I always recommend people do see a movement specialist or a personal trainer who, you know, who has the background in that, maybe doing a functional movement screen, which really identifies where dysfunction may happen. And, you know, everybody has different levels of dysfunction, but, you know, something that presents itself more on the right than the left, when there's an imbalance, or, you know, a tightness or an inactivity on the other side, it can show itself down the road. It's just a matter of time, really.
Hey, Brent, can you? We're just going to go into a break right now. Can you stay with us and come on to the
Absolutely.
Break with us? Okay, great.
Absolutely.
You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW, and we are going to do, just as we go out, we're going to do Song of the Week.
Okay.
You know, it's Iggy Pop.
Nice.
Gotta love Lust for Life, Iggy Pop. This is kind of an ode to rock me anaphylaxis.
There you go.
Well, as far as news concerned, we get everything from AM 800.
CKLW. I could stream you on the internet or my phone. I listen to you more than I watch TV.
Local news first. Mike K. Cook and Lisa Williams.
Every morning.
My favorite morning show.
The Morning Drive.
On the next show, there's a cool new way to get around a golf course, and a local course is introducing the technology this summer. We're going to find out about it at 7:20.
And at 8:20, my 97-year-old grandma will join the Morning Drive, and she'll comment on some of the recent topics we have discussed on the show, and will reveal what she does for fun.
The Morning Drive, weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Hey, I'm Vince. I work in customer solutions at TELUS.
Vince knows when two great things come together, it's magic.
Like pairing a $0 Samsung Galaxy S4 with a 2-year TELUS Share Plus plan.
But what about pairing a TELUS employee with his charming announcer friend?
I think our customers might prefer a cool phone with an amazing plan.
Just testing you, Vince.
Get the Samsung Galaxy S4 for $0 on a 2-year TELUS Share Plus plan. Visit TELUS.com for details. Conditions apply.
Liking, posting, sharing, and commenting.
Get social with us.
I do like you very much.
Facebook.com/AM800.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center,
your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Paul Pedro.
A Hotel Du Grace Healthcare spokesperson says fears of a proposed mental health facility for downtown Windsor, including a methadone clinic or detox center, are plain unfounded. Bill Morris says the new downtown facility will not include either a methadone clinic or detox center. A grieving mother and father from Windsor are calling for median barriers on the 401 from Tilbury East after a crash claimed the life of their daughter and her uncle a month ago. 13-year-old Alyssa Smulders LaFontaine and her 35-year-old uncle Mark LaFontaine were killed when a transport truck crossed the median in Chatham-Kent and struck their car head-on. And a man is facing more charges following a fatal crash in East Windsor April 20th that killed 20-year-old Katie Robson of LaSalle. 22-year-old Calvin Crosby has been charged with impaired driving on top of the dangerous operation of a motor vehicle causing death charges already laid. AM 800 Sports and pending rain has postponed the Tigers game in Chicago tonight until a later date. The Blue Jays are home to the Twinkies tonight. Right now, Minnesota up 2-0 top of the second, and Maya Marie Langlois of the University of Windsor women's basketball team has signed a pro contract in Sweden. From the AM 800 Weather Center, 30% chance of showers tonight with a few showers beginning near midnight, risk of a thunderstorm overnight and a low of 17. Tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, then mainly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning and afternoon, high of 24. Right now in Windsor, Essex, 23 Celsius, that is 73 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star, and on our phone lines today we have Brent Bishop from Fitness Guru from CTV's Marilyn Dennis Show. Brent is on tonight with us, but also he is sponsored by Jameson Vitamins, mm-hmm. which is a Windsor-based company. Mm-hmm. Vic Neufeld and the folks down at Jameson have graciously donated this really big gift basket of product, their bodyguard product, which includes a joint and bone product, an anti-inflammatory product, a sports and bodyguard product, and a water bottle, a pedometer, all kinds of stuff. So that's some pretty nice swag, Brent.
Absolutely, and some great products. That new bodyguard line is amazing. Funny enough, we had a a good friend of mine, Bryce Wild, who you may know, who's in the media quite a bit as well, and he's a colleague as well. But we do all these crazy events. Speaking of running, we ran 235 kilometers in the jungles of Costa Rica.
Wow, that's
year,
cool. That's really
which
cool.
It was painful. But this year we decided to do something a little less intensive in terms of the impact. So we did we ended up doing 500, but it was a 350-kilometer ride from Havana to Trinidad in Cuba. So it's called the Cuban Revolution. And what we had did is we actually, with the participants, we had a trial going on with the bodyguard joint and bone product, which is it's a great product. It has what's called NEM, which is a natural eggshell membrane. And what the natural eggshell membrane does, it's found, the constituents of that are found in our joints, but it's been proven to really almost reverse the effects of osteoarthritis, in a sense that it reestablishes the joint strength. It feeds proteins and amino acids to the joints and connective tissue, and also suppresses inflammatory agents. So it really reduces pain and stiffness, and it's proven to really give people relief within 7 to 10 days. But in this trial that we did, we have half the participants do take the NEM daily, and then we had a control group, and we found the results were actually great in terms of, the direction we expected. But those who took the NEM, the joint and bone product, I always get tripped up on that one. Saw really a decreased post-ride pain, definitely a lower pain scale in comparison between the control group, and then the overall reduction in pain between day 3 and day 6. So overall, they really experienced less discomfort over the ride than the control group. So it's a great product. It's something I've been taking as well. I've had a hip issue, and it's helped quite a bit with that.
Nice. So we've asked a number of our listeners on Facebook to kind of ask questions, and so we've got a couple of them that we can ask you.
Yeah, we had a lot of people with some really great questions for you, but the one I kind of liked was, it was a runner, and this person was just wondering, when it comes to nutrition and hydration, mm-hmm. Say you're maybe training for a half marathon or even just a 5K, like, what should you be eating beforehand, how early, and then afterwards, what kind of stuff? And I guess
you could pre and post training, so going out for a training run?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to make sure you're, nutrition is something that has to be consistently taken in consideration, not just pre and post. But there are, specific things pre-run, specifically if it's, one of your harder runs. You want to stay away from things that are, high fat, things that are going to take a while to digest. Mm-hmm. And you want to give yourself ample time, like at least an hour, hour and a half, have that meal prior to running. And then when it comes to post-training race, one of the best things I can recommend is really, you know, you hear about people talk about that window of opportunity where your cells are much more accepting of nutrients, which is generally, you know, within a couple of hours after a workout. And typically what you want to do is you want to take a combination of protein and carbohydrates directly after your workout. For running, it's upwards from around 3-to-1 ratio of carbohydrates to protein. Mm-hmm. So you can get that in. There are some products out there that are sort of pre-mixed already. That's, you know, whey protein with the carbohydrates in it as well. But you could do that by, you know, adding a scoop of whey protein or a vegetable-based protein that you have, and adding, you know, some fresh berries to that. But the point is you're enabling your body to, you know, really absorb those nutrients, because it's much more effective right after the end of your training run. And what you want to do is it helps to build up energy stores, which is stored as glycogen in your muscle. So that will fuel you for the next run, the next day, and so on. So it keeps those glycogen stores high, and it also ensures that your body's absorbing the nutrients at its maximal capabilities.
Now, I have another question here from another listener regarding injuries. You know, whether you're a runner, walker, whether you're lifting weights, sooner or later you're always going to get injured. When do you know that injury is bad enough that you need to take some time off and rest it?
That's a very good question. I mean, I see people work through injuries. I've done it myself as well. You know, the big thing with injuries and just, I mean, running specifically, you want to take a preventative approach. So the moment you feel a little twinge or something that is bothering you, it's a sign that, you know, there is undue stress, possibly an imbalance, could be postural, and, you know, likely due to the repetition. So you might want to slow down your, you know, if you're training for a half marathon, you might want to add a little bit of walking in between to see if that alleviates it. I really recommend that people do more foam rolling and myofascial release. I mean, there's some great things you can do with a basic lacrosse ball that help to release tight muscles like your glutes, your calves, really everywhere, your back. And doing that before and after a run is definitely a recommendation. But, for example, if you feel something in your knee when you're running, and that pain scale, let's say 10 being, you know, you can no longer move, 1 being it's not bad at all, if it gets to about a 4 or 5, then it's something you want to really be aware of. Stop and stretch. Mm-hmm. You know, try and stretch it out, walk it out, see if it dissipates a little. If it kind of stays at that zone, you might want to, like I said, add a little bit of walking in between and rest the next day and see how it feels. But if it really starts to become something that's chronic and you're noticing it, you should definitely get it assessed sooner than later.
Yeah, and I think you probably see a lot of people that think, oh, you know, this is going to go away. I'll just keep running and then
I'll run through it. Those that are used to, you know, they've been running for years and they're used to kind of working through things, you know, and you know, if, let's face it, the older you get too, you don't heal as fast.
No.
You know, your tissues are stiffer and you know, less fluidity in the muscles and so on. So, you know, a proper warm-up is really crucial. I mean, I would recommend people, you're better off spending 20 minutes warming up and doing less of a run. I mean, your body will function better mechanically. Your mobility will be enhanced. You got circulation to your joints and muscles before you run. There's nothing worse than running on cold, stiff muscles, particularly if you're, you know, 35, 40, 50, 60 years old. It makes a big difference.
Now, Chris.
Go ahead.
Do you believe in stretching then before or after?
I believe in dynamic stretching before. And really, I don't really call it stretching. A dynamic warm-up is something like, for a simple example, walking lunges. Mm-hmm. So you're stretching the hip flexors as you're going into a deep lunge, and you're also activating the running muscles through a full range of motion, which I think is a key point. Running is very limited range of motion, so you know your knee and hip don't really flex that much when you're running.
Okay.
So getting in through a deep range of motion is going to really it's going to bring circulation to those joints and to those working muscles. It's going to increase the heat, and it's going to make them more pliable before you get into the run. So something like walking lunges are great, straight leg walking kicks where you're stretching out the hamstring. Mm-hmm. So dynamic stretching is all about moving through the range of motion. whereas I would save the static stretching for after the workout, after the run. And the reason for that is at that point your tissues are fully warm, they're much more pliable, and you're going to get much more out of that stretch.
Okay. So Brent, you know, there's so much exciting stuff going on in the world of fitness.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
whether it's the you know, the latest craze of, you know, gadgets that you find on late night TV, or or frankly whether it's even just apps.
Yeah.
You know we're inundated with various apps that we can use to help us work out and track our workouts. So what do you see going next 4 or 5 years changing dramatically in the fitness world?
The biggest thing that you're going to see is the whole idea of body weight training, but body weight training from the standpoint of, you know, I call it a mirror athlete. So people, like men particularly, like to train the beach muscles, what they see in the mirror, chest, biceps, that sort of thing. And a lot of people leave out their posterior chain, which is, you know, the rear delts, back, the whole back, glutes, hamstrings, all those muscles, calves, all those muscles that are so crucial to counteracting the amount of hours we sit on a daily basis at computers. And, you know, if you look at the research more and more, it's so crucial for people to be targeting those postural muscles to really alleviate and hopefully reverse some of the ailments that people are experiencing that are really caused by sitting. So, you know, there's somebody coined the term about sitting as a new smoking, and it really is become sort of an epidemic. So I see the trend going towards a lot more training that is very precise and postural related. And I say body weight training because you can do a lot of posture training and great conditioning for muscular balance through body weight training. There's some amazing apps out of there. A really great one for people to check out is called Evolve Functional Fitness. It's an app where it's all focused on functional fitness, and it's focused on the seven primal movements. So these are movements that we're born with. So if you ever look at a baby, I have a 2-year-old, and you know, you take a look at him running back and forth, you don't have to tell them to move. They're always moving, right? And they can get through a full squat with no pain, perfect form, you know, but something happens as we age, and, you know, we do put the emphasis on work and sitting and that sort of thing, and less emphasis on moving. So I think that's going to be a big trend because, you know, you see it in big corporations, and that there's a lot more, you know, absenteeism and loss of revenue due to ailments from sitting. And you know, our society basically promotes a lot of sitting, whether you're driving in traffic or at a computer.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's really what this show is about, is really just trying to get folks off the couch. And even just talking the lingo of fitness and running, and hopefully maybe they can come down and visit us and do a 5K walk, you know, at one of our events or a run, because it's okay to walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay
to walk. You don't have to run all the time. And that's the message that we're trying to promote, and we're trying to get more people out there and you know, be healthier. Be healthier Windsorites, Ontarians, you know, Americans.
And also what it does for your, I mean, running and walking, getting on the fresh air, I mean, this is the perfect season. What it does for you mentally. I mean, I always call running my meditation. You know, when I'm running, I run basically so I can escape traffic and, you know, all the stresses, and I feel like I can really breathe and relax get creative, and my mind just flows.
It's funny how it just kind of melts out of you.
It really does, and you come back and you feel absolutely amazing, right?
Yeah. Well, on that note, Brent, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure, and we will give away that basket later on today to one of the listeners. And thank you very much to our friends at Jameson Laboratories, you know, based out of Windsor, for the big gift box bag. That'd be great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks, Brent.
At Volkswagen, we tested out our brand new summer offer on some customers. And the results? Well, the offer had people smiling so much that it made their cheeks hurt. Isn't that right, Frank?
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't feel my face.
Nice.
Smile. Until June 30th, Volkswagen is offering the lowest payments of the year on the Jetta and other popular models thanks to 0% biweekly financing for up to 84 months. Visit VW.ca for details.
Windsor Essex, AM 800, and the WFCU Center want to hear what you've got.
Are you ready?
On Friday, June 13th at 8:20 a.m., four lucky listeners will have a chance to show Mike and Lisa their best WWE announcer voice for a shot at tickets to WWE Live at the WFCU Center on Friday, July 4th. One lucky winner will get the ultimate prize, VIP ringside seats. Warm up those vocal cords. Bring on the reverb. It's time to get loud. Tickets are on sale now at WFCU-Center.com.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. 30% chance of showers tonight with a few showers beginning near midnight, a risk of a thunderstorm overnight, and a low of 17. Showers ending tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning and afternoon, a high of 24. 30% chance of showers Wednesday night, changing to a 70% chance of showers near midnight, risk of a thunderstorm and another low of 17. Once again, tonight a few showers beginning near midnight, risk of a thunderstorm overnight and a low of 17.
Last season's winner, Eric Chong, pampered the palates of the Leafs, the armed forces, and most importantly, the judges. Now it's your turn. CTV's MasterChef Canada Season 2 is already in the works. Think you have what it takes to outcook, outsmart, and outlast the competition? Apply at ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada for your chance to be crowned the next champion. Auditions start soon. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada and apply now.
Helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yasinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio, brought to you by our friends at Walkerville Breweries, which I think I forgot to mention at the half hour. But special thanks to all the folks at Walkerville Breweries. I know they were out this last weekend at all the big festivals. Great company that really supports runners in our community and abroad. So,
and some pretty good beer to boot there.
Yeah, and it's great beer, but we won't talk about that. But up next is our good friend Michael Doyle.
Running Flat Radio presents the Canadian Running Magazine Report on AM 800.
Don't you feel like you should be wearing a hat with a button that says press on it?
How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Good. How are you, Michael?
Good, good. Just got back from a nice weekend in Whistler, out in BC.
Dude, you were in Israel. You were in Oregon a couple of weeks ago.
Cape Breton.
You were at Whistler.
You have a great job.
You're really roughing it, man.
I can't complain. I'm although I don't know what time zone I'm in right now. I think I'm in Eastern time, but.
For those just joining us, Michael Doyle is the editor-in-chief of Canadian Running Magazine, which is on newsstands shortly. The new issue should be coming out, what, in the next week or so?
That's right. Right around the 15th, it'll be available on newsstands across Canada. Yeah. Yeah.
And any other special features in that magazine?
Oh, we've got all kinds of exciting stuff. It's the weight loss special, which I know is something that a lot of us can relate to. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people get into running for that big lifestyle change, and this issue celebrates that. It's got a great feature about Canadians losing weight across country, and there's a good story about Sylvia Ruger in there. About everything that she's gone through with everything from being, you know, an Olympian to having a horrible car accident and the life she's found since that. It's a pretty exciting issue. It's got four features in there, so I'm looking forward to it.
I saw some Facebook posts on the weekend with Krista Duchesne, really mobile. Like she looks like she's really on the mend and doing well.
Yeah, she's moving around really well, surprisingly well. I mean, considering just a few weeks ago she was in a hospital with getting a screw put in her hip, she's impressive. I mean, she'll probably be back, you know, I mean, if they say 6 months, it'll be three sort of thing. So it'll be exciting to see how quickly she comes back.
And again, that's also a testament to being an elite athlete, right? To being that fit, to having that kind of endurance and fitness that you've built up over so many years.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that the body reacts really well. When you're really healthy, your body is, you know, reacts really, really quickly. Your immune system is really strong. You don't fall for some of the, you know, you don't fall into some of the illnesses and sicknesses that you get, like when you're, you know, a mere mortal like many of us. So I think that she's going to see a really quick recovery. And you know, she's also, her mental toughness is huge, right? Which is such a big factor in getting over a major major injury. Mm-hmm. You know, psychologically, it must be so challenging to have that taken away from you, but she's really tough, so I'm sure she'll get through it really quickly.
Michael, anything else going on in Canada?
Oh, right now, I mean, I just put up a really neat article that I dug from our archive about warming up and cooling down. I think that it's, this time I just finished a workout myself, and I think it's really important for us to do the A's, the B's, and the C's, the A skips, and butt kicks, and that sort of thing before you start and after you finish your run. And I know it seems like a pain to do that kind of stuff. We want to just get out there and run, but I think it's really important to do these things. So I dug a really great article up by John Eric Kawamoto, who writes a lot of our physical therapy oriented articles. I dug that one up and put it on the site today, and it's really good. It's got a couple of good videos in there, and I think it's really important, especially if you're going to be doing a lot of 5s and 10Ks this summer. It's really important to learn how to warm up and cool down appropriately.
So talking about warm ups, what do you typically do before you go out for a run?
I do stretch, but I do dynamic stretching, or sometimes people call it active stretching instead of just that static stretching. I think it's been ruled out that's a bad idea to do that. It's better to get moving around a little bit. I do a couple of K of very slow jogging first. Say if I'm going to do a really hard workout like I did tonight, where I do, mile repeats or 800 meter repeats. So I do a couple of K easy, and then I do some leg swings, the butt kicks, the A skips, the B's, the C's. I go through this whole kind of circuit that takes me about 10 minutes, but it's really worth that 10 minutes. I would say if you're going to either run for 10 more minutes or do that for 10 minutes, I would do the warm-up for 10 minutes instead.
And that's the thing. I think you get a lot of people that go, oh, I don't want to waste the time. I just want to get into my run. And usually what's going to end up happening down the road, you're going to end up injured, right?
That's exactly it. And that's why I personally embraced it. I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I don't always practice what I preach or practice what I edit, so to speak. And I learned my lesson this winter by being quite badly injured because of repetitive stress injuries. And I think it's really important to figure out what works for you. And I think for a lot of people, we become slaves to the GPS watch. We want to hit that mileage. You want to run 10K in an hour or whatever it is that you do when you go out and run every day. And I think it's better to see running from a more of a holistic point of view and to embrace a little bit of warm up and a cool down. You're getting fitness in by doing the warm up and the cool down as well, and it's going to keep you running for a lot longer.
And it's interesting what you said about your watch, because you're absolutely right. You know, you're looking at your watch constantly. If your pace goes a little slower, you start to get upset. I actually, once a week, I like to leave my watch at home and just run because it might be really slow, it might be faster, but it just doesn't matter.
Well, you know, when I was in Whistler this weekend, this is one thing I love doing. I do it in Toronto at least a couple times a week, is I just find a trail. I leave the watch at home. Mm-hmm. I have a rough idea of how long I'm gone for. I try not to get lost.
Yeah.
I try not to run for too long, and I just go at my own pace, whatever that pace is. And
those runs feel good, don't they?
Oh, I mean, I think those runs are more beneficial than a lot of the hard tempo work that we, find ourselves feeling like we need to do all the time, because you're listening to your body, and your body's directing the flow, and you're understanding kind of how your body operates, and I think that's kind of fundamentally what we're all looking for when we go for a run, right?
So yeah, and on that topic of listening to your body, what we've noticed in the last number of runs that we've done is the level of overheating that's occurring in runs this year. And a lot of that's because of the way the winter was, that there wasn't the training that people really wanted to get in, and it was such a cold winter that no one trained in the kind of heat that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And I know we did a special on hydration where we had Darce from Infinite Nutrition in, and we talked about hydration, how important it was, that if you're getting thirsty, dude, it's too late. Yeah. Like you need to be out there, and you need to be drinking, and listening to your body and understanding it much better. And, for new runners, it's such a difficult concept.
Well, because no one wants to stop and walk, right?
I know, but what's happened is even in the half marathons that we're seeing and in some of the 5Ks, the level of overheating is unbelievable out there right now because people aren't listening to their bodies, and they're thinking, it's like, same old, let's just go and get this done.
But it's the same old, too, because everyone always runs their race how they trained, right? Well, you know what? Sadly, sometimes race day is crazy hot, so you have to alter that plan. Yep. Maybe you don't drink a lot of Gatorade when you usually train. Well, that day, you're going to have to, or else you're going to end up with heat stroke.
Yeah, or not feeling well after the run, Absolutely. Or not recovering well, right? Because it's really all about the recovery process, right?
It's that stubborn runner thing, right?
Michael, runners aren't stubborn.
No, never. They're never A-type and super goal-oriented and glued to the watch and the personal best and all that. No, never. Yeah, no, I always tell runners, especially new runners, when you're going to a race, have three goals. And the number one goal is always just to finish the race. And then you can have a time-based goal or a PB-based goal as well. But you have to be able to adjust and let that goal go if, for example, if it's over about 15 degrees Celsius, your race is going to become more difficult. Mm-hmm. I suffer immensely after about 20 degrees Celsius, and I know that I'm not going to get a PB on that day. And it's, better safe than sorry. Better to back it off a little bit, get comfortable in the race, and then after about, say, if it's a half marathon, after about 5 or 6K, you get comfortable, and then you start to try to adjust and see how quickly you can go. But I definitely wouldn't go out there if it's a really warm, humid day and try to pound out a PB, because it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm.
But you got to drink.
You got to drink.
You got to drink.
Take the water. Take the fluids. Alternate. Take little sips, even just little sips, just to send a signal to the brain saying that you're getting fluid in.
And don't wear your yoga pants when it's 82
short
degrees.
Shorts.
That's right.
Short shorts.
You know what that is?
That's
women who, they're already runners. They have great bodies, and they're so self-conscious. It drives me nuts.
I get it, but you need to keep cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tank top and the split shorts. I long ago embraced the split shorts, and it was a weird transition. I think a lot of guys are really insecure about the split shorts, but you got to embrace them.
Yeah, runners have great legs. Why not show them off, right?
Exactly. We work hard for this body.
Absolutely.
Michael, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. Michael Doyle from Canadian Running Magazine. And on the 15th, the new issue of Canadian Running Magazine will be everywhere in Canada.
I'll have to grab a copy.
Absolutely. All the best, Michael. And just before we go, don't forget all these runs that we talk about are at runningflat.com. And
they're all filling up quickly.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely, they are. And we're almost sold out for Canada Day, July 1st. And hopefully Michael Doyle and his staff will be down at Canada Day as well. Hopefully knocking out a PB.
Nice.
We'll see what they can do. But for Kelly Steele and Chris Uzinski, thank you for listening and keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program.